What it proves is that you can push people only so far. But why should we wait until the people have been pushed up against the wall? And I think that everybody in this room and all the people that you know should be conscientized to the fact that wrong is wrong, whether you're a musician, an athlete, a dentist. Injustice is wrong. And you don't necessarily, I'd say, have to jump up and down in the street and have placards and all that. There's many ways that you can do it, but nobody can tell me that they don't object to injustice. It's just like taking the next step and doing something about it. And people can organize quietly things that they object to. It doesn't have to be big, as long as it's felt. As long as it's felt, because then it'll inspire other people. But passing the buck of activism to artists, and especially to musicians, is a no-no. Because those people are activists not because they are artists, but because they feel deep down that it is wrong to stand by while injustice is all over the place. So to finish this part of the talk, I don't want you to get an idea that if you have a son or a daughter who's becoming a musician, they're going to be an activist. Not necessarily, especially in this day and age. But what I want you to leave with here is like the feeling that, yes, I can make a difference. I can make a difference. I didn't know that it's only musicians who are supposed to do this. I didn't know that I can do it too. And go out there, if you object to something, and let it be known and let it be felt. Because that will inspire other people. Who knows? You know, many activists, there was the lady in Alabama, I think, or Mississippi, who just one day said, I'm not going to sit in the back anymore of the bus. You know, I'm going to sit in front. She wasn't a politician. She wasn't a musician. But she just felt that, no, it's wrong. And to a great extent, she actually started the Civil Rights Initiative. But when she left home that morning, she didn't even plan to say, I'm going to sit in the front of the bus today. It's just probably the way the driver spoke to her. And she said, you can't talk to me like that. I'm going to sit here. And she did it. And she spawned a whole movement. So there's no formula. There's no formula to it, but feeling. Dedication to the truth, objection to injustice should come naturally to everybody. And you can't just sit there on the TV couch and say to your partner, oh, darling, I think this is wrong. Really, this is terrible. That's not enough. And now you have to do something about it. And if you get arrested, please don't call me. Because I won't be able to bail you out.